We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Hilchos Erevin, Simchat Shinayin Beis, halachas of joining together different residents for the Erev, Sif Yud Zayin, it's page 484, Reish Mem Beis Mem Beis. Says the Mechaber, we're talking about that there's two neighboring chatzeres are separated. So Nosna Lab Neser. So let's say it's like as the previous Sif was talking about separated with a ditch. Now they put a board, Kamin Gesher, like a bridge, from one end of the ditch, which separates the Chatzeres, to the other edge. If it's 4 tefachim wide, as the Dirshu 95 brings the picture, that it's 4 tefachim in the length and 4 tefachim in the width, so then Choshev Kepesach, it's considered like an opening, a Mor v'Nechad, and they make an Erev together as one. Because on the one hand, it's considered a join. But if they want to, they can make Erev as two separate, because ultimately, they're not one, but they just have an opening that gives them the option. Haggah says, then something is a miloi b'roichim arba, if they fill it up with the width of 4 tefachim, something that is being nullified over there, says B'Seisim. So that also is like some form of a bridge. Says in Mechabib, Nasna Neser la'oirich acharetz. If they put the board along the length of the ditch, the meshcha ba in a distance of 4 tefachim, a filim ba'el kosher. And even if it's only a minute amount, which the Dirshu 96 brings the picture, here it's not connecting; it's not going along the width of the ditch. Here it's running along the length of the ditch. So even though it's going into the width of the ditch only a minute amount, Chashiv Kepesach is considered as an opening, should it meet the Marabah, because ultimately in that area, it diminished it from a width of 4 tefachim. And hence, easily accessible from one side to the other one. It says in Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nikov Chav Vav. So if the board was put on like some type of bridge from one end of the dish to the other end, so he said the Imu Rach Marabah, if it's a width of 4 tefachim, so then it's considered as a Pesach. And you can make an Erev as one. But if it's less, then 4 tefachim. It's like it's not existent. And then they specifically have to make 2 separate Erev. But if it's 4 tefachim wide, Chashiv Kepesach is considered as an opening. Because even though the ditch is much longer than this small area, so one could cross over through this board, from his quarter to his friends, like through an opening, from Mechapin, Le'echad Kashir, so if it connects it to be as one, if they want it to be. Sivkat and Kov Chov Chas, and Ratz, if they want them, Arvin Shlam, they can make 2 separate Arvin. But then, you should know, Galicha Shvin, Le'ezik Kepesach, we don't consider it like an opening, Elema Arbad, Tvachim Reichav, only from a width of 4 tefachim. That's Amas, Abatol 10 Amas. Abu Yasim said, but if it's more than this, Chashav Kepirtz is considered as breached. Okay, and therefore, Im Sasim Achadetz Ben Asadim, if one closes the ditch with boards, Ad Yasim Asar Amas, up until more than along its length of 10 Amas, Ashonasa Nasa Echad, or one puts one board, along the length of the ditch, be yesim es amas, more than 10 amas, miyacham acharetz, merich baba atvachim, and it diminishes over there, the ditch, from a width of 4 tefachim, meaning that other way too, so chashuv kapirtz, be yesim es amas, considered as a breach more than 10 amas, more than echabalashnaim, then it's not even a pesach anymore. So like there's 2 cases the Mechaber spoke about, either along the width or along the length. Either way, if it's 1 and 10 amas, it's considered as a breach, and you cannot make 2 separate erev. The Sharatin Eisadik Beis means that even if it takes up just a little bit, the second case, along the width, but it's along the length, 1 and 10 amas, you can only make 2. Sivkad Kupchav Tes. If the board is put along the length of the ditch, this is the second case, the Meshchaba, a distance of 4 tefachim. Right? So what it means to say is, in the Nesamachsik L'arka, even if the board doesn't take up along the length of Raka, but tefachim, only 4 tefachim, die, that's enough, because the Ba'alma in general, Shir Pesach, about tefachim. The measurement of an opening is 4 tefachim. You're Medina, Al-Kabi, you say this, and it'll put on some pegs. Sivkat and Kuf Lamed. So even if it's only a kosher, a minute amount, Shayanesa cuts them a'id, because the board was very narrow in its width. Sivkat and Kuf Lamed Aleph, Still chashuv kapesach is considered as an opening because it diminished it now the width from four tvachim. If they want them arvin ayachad, so now it's a pesach they can make an erev together.
Sifyut ches im acharetz amak leechad asar. So if the ditch is deep for one of them ten tvachim, but lashayni by the second ain't no amak asar. It's not ten tvachim deep like the Dirshu 98 brings a picture, which is obviously because the level of the ground is higher than by one than the other, so the ditch is going to be deeper for one than the other. Or continue mechabana, or even if they're both equal, dina kakaisel has a locha like a wall. Says meshbus if cotton kuflam and base, dina kakaisel has a locha like a wall. Hamavur kaprata b'sevav that all its details are explained in sevav. Shem arvin shnayim that they make two separate areas. And ve'ema arvin echad they don't make one area. B'chein le'inyan so too regarding him hoyim munach peres b'charutz if there was produce. If there is a fruit in the ditch, shu'amak asara, which is 10 tefachim deep, rachav about tefachim and 4 tefachim wide, she'ein chayim lahitzi misham labayis, that you cannot carry out from there to the house, v'loy mivayis atechah, not from the house inside of it. Achim le'echad amak asara, but if one of them is 10 tefachim deep, v'lashayin ein amak asara, and the second one is not 10 tefachim deep, k'gun she'kakar shal achad, ha'yinamak mechaber, for example, if let's say the ground of one of them was lower down than the other one, noisim lezeh, le'ishtamish boy, we give it to this one to utilize, shaloy nichatesh mesh to be yasek, because for him the utility is more convenient, v'akol k'nis kalam, everything like we mentioned before, ain't sham look over there. Sif your test. So it means it has a halacha like a wall, again, but that's what's saying that there could be differences regarding if it's for one or for both. Gadish al tevin, a pile of straw. Shabin shnei chatzeres, which that's like a wall of straw between two courtyards. So imu gavar asar, if a ten tefachim high, kalech and marv l'atma, each one makes his own erev, they're separated. Nismat b'chol ma'asara, if they were minimized during the weekday, meaning the wall got shorter from ten tefachim, well, then tzrichim l'arav biyachad. Then there's no wall separating. They have to make erev together as one. But as long as it was not minimized, then it's forbidden for any one of them leit min ha'tevin to take from the straw l'tuch kopasayt into his own box b'shabbos and Shabbos l'achil b'hamtoy to give it to eat for his animal. But v'fil amidu sham, and even just to have the animal stand over the kedush there, that it should eat is also is forbidden. But he could stand in front of a kedush le'heilo derech lintoy se'el sham that it has nowhere to go but to over there, and then it could eat from it. Well, the Rosh, according to the Rosh, even during the week, it's forbidden to give from that wall of straw to his box. And also to actively put the animal over there. But men, when we say this, with a pile of straw that's between two courtyards, with a pile that's between two homes, as the Dirshu 99 brings the picture, as you see the two homes have this pile of straw that's between it, let's continue to Daf Resh Mem Gimel. Mutalachil lebehemta b'men b'dam. That you allow to actively with your hands go ahead and feed to your animal. Says in Mishbrua Sivkat and Kuf Lamed Gimel. So you have a pile of straw. Shabin Shtichat says that's between two courtyards. V'ari luchal echad, and each courtyard had yarn b'fnei atzma independent residence. V'ari perutzin zelazeb yismes amas, and that was breached one to the other in the area more than 10 amas. But the straw soisim will come up here. So that's closing up the area of the breach. Sivkat and Kuf Lamed Dal. So if it's 10 tefachim high, each one makes his own air. Because the Gamze Nechshav and Mechitz is also considered as a partition, even though he didn't intend with its placement for the purposes of Mechitz. Sivkot and Kuf Lamed Hei. Now, if Nismayit B'chol, if it gets minimized during the weekday, so then they have to make an air together as one. Of Nismayit B'Shabbos, but if it got minimized on Shabbos, Kimet Shehutra B'tchilas Knesset Shabbos, since it was already permitted with the beginning of the entry of Shabbos, then Hutra it's already permitted. Sivkot and Kuf Lamed Vav. But if it got minimized in the weekday, may asar from 10 tefachim, hainu megoyba asar, that's from a height of 10 tefachim. Ubemeshach yisim esim amis, and a length that's more than 10 amis. Abepachas ma'asar, but if it's less than 10, imratzu, if they want to, then ma'arvin shnayim, then they could go ahead and make two separate erevim. Sivkot and kovlam zayin. And as long as it was not minimized, it's forbidden for any one of them to give from the straw l'tuch kupasa b'shabbos into his box on Shabbos. Why? The chashim were concerned. Dimashak l'tuba, maybe it's going to take a lot. Umayit l'masar tefachim is going to minimize it from less than 10 tefachim. Because l'tal l'b'chatzer, and they come to carry in the chatzer, which is forbidden now. Avagad the b'shabbos, although in the Shabbos mut medin is halachically permitted. What do you mean? Once it was permitted in the onset of Shabbos, permitted the whole Shabbos. Yibachashim were concerned. Shemayol l'tal l'gam b'shabbos, but they might come to carry also in the coming Shabbos. The Sharatzin Oitzad Exam brings from their devices that are from the Achraim that write, because even though the evidence permitted, but like Ketchila, it's forbidden to cause it to be minimized. Moreover, says the Mishabubi Yashayim, some say that Tamu, that the reason is Mishram, the high temple, because this straw Muktzu, who may etmol the Mechitzes, it was already set aside from before Shabbos for this partition, and therefore Asal Tavla, it's forbidden to move it. But the Sharatzin Oitzad Ches says, which this is the second parish in Rashi, according to this reasoning, what the Shulchan Aruch writes to Be'oichel in this might is love dafka, because even if it's in this might on Shabbos, it's also forbidden because of Muktzanetz, the Shulchan Aruch writes. Sivkot and Kuf Lamed Ches, so it's forbidden to give, take from the straw into his box, and Vafilla Mida B'chul, even to position the animal over there to eat, it's forbidden. Because Dimashal could be other Ben Oisla, we're concerned that maybe the person might come to take with his own hands and give it to the animal. Sivkot and Kuf Lamed Ches, but you could just stand in front of it, that has nowhere to go, El Lasham, only to go over there. And they were not concerned with Dilma, this might not that maybe it's going to be minimized less than 10 Fachim, because the behemoth, because an animal itself, Kali Kali Achl, eats a little bit at a time, says Rashi. They're not concerned as much as a person grabbing and taking. Sivkot and Kufnem, and according to the Rosh, Afil B'chol Asa B'chol, even during the week, it's forbidden to take from it for his box. And the reason is, Shema Yivchas Masar Be'er Shabbos Samach Ben Hashmash, because he might minimize it to less than 10 Tfachim right before Shabbos, close to twilight. But Yagish B'Dev, no one's going to realize, because everyone during the week is always taking. We talked about Shabbos B'Es, and then it started off Shabbos prohibitively, and then they're going to come to carry in Shabbos in the prohibited state. But the Sharatin that Tzadik Tes brings this from the Rosh, so according to my humble understanding, that even according to the Rosh, you could say that they weren't stringent during the whole week. It's only would be a problem on Erev Shabbos on Friday that they might not realize it. Says the Mishmur further, he says, "Bedavka benoit lamat at." Now, specifically, when you take a little bit at a time, Chashin is then we're concerned to this. But now, if you remove the whole thing in one shot, then they'll realize. But the primary is like the first logic, because that's also the opinion of the Rai, the Rai of the Rosh, but father is like Rashi, that the Issa is going only on Shabbos, and the opinion of the Rosh is Das Yachid, and that's something from the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch, that he sounds like he holds like this halacha, because he mentions the first opinion, Stam. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Sivkot and Kuf Mem Aleph. Now, this was only said regarding a pile between two courtyards. But a pile that's Shebein Shnei Batim between two homes, that is Shashnei Abatim Prutim Yosem Esa Amis, Lamakam HaGadosh, that the two homes are breached in the area of 110 Amis to the place of where the pile of the straw is. V'hu Saisim HaPirtza, and it's closing up the breach. Which the Sharatzi and Ais Kofal brings this from the Ritva according to Pirish Rashi, that from that is the source of the words of the Shulchan Aruch. He himself explains the words of the Gemara that in one house it separates between two courtyards and it's filled with straw, and the house did not have mechitzah, it's only a roof, and it's the straw that separates between the two rishuyos. Be that as it may, says the Mishmur, said Vabatim Shayochem Kolecha Luchatz Acharis. Now the homes, each one belonged to a different courtyard, and they should besuchem kolech lechatz acheres, because each one opens up to a different courtyard. The lo erish mechatzer ziyach, and then the two courtyards did not make an erev together as well. And the lechem different because she's mine. Godish megav asar tefachim. When the pile is going to be minimized from a height of 10 tefachim, shnei abatim asur betilful. So two homes are going to be forbidden to carry because kimish lo erish chatzer ziyach. The two chatzers did not make an erev together as one. They brut themselves, and now they're going to be breached one to the other based on mesa amos in the area more than 10 amos. But then same thing is b'bayis echagadol. Same thing is if you have one large house, shenech l'shem was split into two. I did mechitzas atem shabemtza through a partition of straw in the middle. V'yeshik olechet pesul l'chotz acheres. And each side of the house now has a separate opening to a different courtyard. V'le'ibach atzeres yachad. The two courts did not make an erev together as one. Dikush nistalk atem. They're going to remove the straw. Aisim zalzeg. To make a forbidden one with the other. So same. But there, sevkat nikuv membeis mutal hachol. You allow to feed the animals with his hands because the ma'ir is tuma kashiyesh tikur l'hagadosh, where there's a roof for the pile. Or if the straw is laying there, or mafsik b'emtza bayis and separating in the middle of the house, cannot, like we said, then we don't have to be concerned. Shemis might lasor that it might become minimized from 10 tefachim. Lo yargush is not going to realize the kids. The kibin the ikat tikkur since the roof kibifres masar when they get minimized from 10 tefachim. Minker milsa is recognizable. You could see. You could compare it to the roof. Something in comparison. Because even if the wall did not make it up to the roof, but near it, at least, but less than 3 tefachim, I mean, love it. We say love it, says the other Shabbos. Which the Sharatzin as Kofay says, because when it's further than 3 tefachim from the roof, even though it's 10 tefachim high, we would not permit such an inferior mechitza. That's from the other Shabbos and the third Shabbos from the Gemara, according to the Ritva that we mentioned before, that there's no two houses over there. Rather, there's one house without mechitza, it's filled with straw, and this separates between the two courtyards, says Tarchin, that requires further analysis, because only regarding the differentiation of residents in the house do we find that you have to have that it reaches to the roof, and not regarding separating two courtyards, because in general straw is without a roof at all is also sufficient. Like I mentioned, Shulchan Aruch and Tzarchin, it requires further analysis. The Bi'alacham and the Ramaschul Ul Rosh. But according to Rosh, even during the weekday, it's a problem to take. So he's looking at the Rabbim to the Shabbos, and they write that this wording is Megumgum. It's not so precise, because according to the Rosh, it's specifically during the weekday. But in Shabbos, actually, we're not concerned that you might come to minimize, because even if you do, it's going to be permitted. And the reason is that it was already permitted. And Maimatcha writes the wording Afilo, that is only coming to exclude from the first opinion that holds that in the weekday it's going to be permitted. Look over there, but that's what he's saying, on the weekday it's going to be a problem. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number... ...97. So he says it can be considered as a pirzah that more than 10 amas. This is a mishmur sifkot and kuf chof chas. That... if you have the board in by the ditch. So this halacha Mogamam writes in the Bach in the name of the Rambam, the way he's Mitzayin the Sharatin, is of Kod Sadi Galf. From that words, it's proven in Shuvas Nedi Behuda that a bridge that goes over a river, even in the way that the river itself is considered as a mechitza, the bridge that goes on it makes a breach in that mechitza. And the Sefer Sharatin, he's lengthy to disagree on him, and his conclusion is that a bridge is not Mevat the mechitza, which is what the river is. Mishabur and Shin Samakimah Sibkot Nyotkas brings the opinion of many Achrayim that a bridge is Mavata Mechitza. Asharatinim, but he brings that the opinion of the Tezer Shabbos and Pribagodim is only a bridge wider than 10 Amis to consider as a breach, but less than that does not need a ticket. He adds on that from the words of Naid Behuda, but it sounds like that also a bridge that the width is 4 Tfachim needs a ticket, because it is a breach, and that's how the Chayodim writes, Dafka by a Mavu, that the Shir the Pirza is 4, that. For Tfachim, do you need a tikkun? According to Noi Dibhuda, if the bridge was for Tfachim, as written in Sefer Nezi Yisrael, that's Matrina in the Shaar Tzion. Now, in this topic, in Shubas Bin Yoilim, he brings to discuss regarding in the name of the Marash, Reb Shlomo Kluger, that a bridge that's in a form of a structure is not considered as a breach. Now, he wonders on him, where does he make up such a new svara of what's called Derech Binyan, the way of a structure? In Shubas Imir Yeshi writes that bridges nullify mechitzas, for the reason that a mechitza that's not recognizable, and for the reason that it's a mechitza that's stepped on. More than 10 amas is considered as a full bridge. And Shubas Chasam Sefer writes that if the bridge goes on a slant, where in the length of 4 amas from it, it goes to a height of 10 tefachim, then the bridge itself is considered actually as a mechitza. Chaznish demolishes the words of the Shaar Tzion, and his conclusion is Chalila to make from his words even an addendum to be lenient by a bridge, because there's no room to be mafakfik on the ruling of those like Nebi Hudu say it's forbidden. Dishu number 100, that we said the reason of the problem of is even though it's permitted on Shabbos, we're considering you might come to carry on the coming Shabbos, just that they'd not make it forbidden for him to use it during the weekday, because it might be minimized, you might come to carry on another Shabbos, on the following Shabbos. The Chaznish explains that only regarding this, that you take the straw on Shabbos and then you still carry on Shabbos, we're concerned that maybe you're going to come to carry also in the coming Shabbos. But in the weekday, you're allowed to take from the straw. We're not concerned that they come to minimize, they come to carry the following Shabbos, because for sure, they'll check before Shabbos if the mechitza is kosher. Dishon number 101. So he said that, or another pshat is because it's muktzah from yesterday for this mechitza. According to this reasoning, Rashi in Erev Nevi'im Tesem and Aleph writes in the second Pirush, and that's how the Beis Yosef brings, that only the straw that's from 10 Tfachim and below is forbidden, but above 10 Tfachim, which no need for the Mechitza, was not set aside for the Mechitza, and that's actually permitted. Chaznesh adds on to Mimechadish that also the straw up until 10 Amos along the width of the Mechitza is not Mokta, because up until the 10 Amos is a Pesach, and it's not a Pirza. Dishon number 102, in the case that there's a concern that if you're going to stand in front of the animal, that it's going to minimize it from the height of 10 tefachim along a width of 10 amas. Chaznish writes that you're not allowed to stand in front of it, because you have to protect it, that the mechitza does not get minimized, because we're concerned that you might come to carry after it gets minimized. Dishon number 103, to take a wood and a stone from the mechitzas that are around the city in a weekday, Chaznish writes that according to the words of the Rosh would be forbidden, if it's not his intention to demolish the whole mechitza. And he writes, L'maisa, we're not careful about such things associated with this halacha. Dish number 104. So he said that if you have one big house that was split into two through a pile of straw, when you remove the straw and now it makes the forbidden one on the other with their openings into two different chatzeres, Chaznesh explains that the intent is that it's forbidden to bring in from their courtyards into their individual home. But in the house itself, you're allowed to carry, because since there's no mechitza between the two residents in the house. To the contrary, it's considered as if there's only residents of one house. As the Shulchan Aruch writes in Shanayin Sev Gimel, by a traklin, a large mansion that many families live over there, and mechitza that between them don't reach the roof, that they don't make a forbidden one or the other. In L'chayra, that would be also by two homes themselves, in the first case of the Mishnah Berurah, that there were two homes. And only the Rishus of the Chatzeris don't become like one, because you don't have a roof on top of them that unifies them. And if it's forbidden to carry in from the Chatzah to the house, because you're taking out from an individual Rishus to the house, which is also Rishus of Aschaver. In the case where there are two homes, and the homes are not breached fully, rather just more than 10 amas, it's possible that the halacha depends on the machlikas Shulchan Aruch Magen Avraham and Shin Samach Sev Gimel, if it's considered like parts b'meluah also l'kulo, and this machlikas is brought over in the Bar Halacha, the maskla havalei pirtza. However, the Machzah Shekhar writes that even in the house of Ibn Dikar, because since each one of the residents has an opening to his courtyard that's designated for him, and that you don't have the roof connecting between them to make them as one, and therefore they make a forbidden one or the other to carry also in the house. From his words, you could learn regarding many residents in one house that the mechitza between them don't reach the roof, but in the primary residence, they're differentiated with a full-fledged mechitza, that they don't become as one, and in even the part of the residence that don't have mechitza between them and make a forbidden one on the other, in that area that they breach one to the other. Look also in the Ha'aris to the Ur Sameach, in the Machlikis Chaznish and Machzah Shekel, and Perikim of Mechaz Erevin Alach Tezvav. This is number 105. So he said that when there's a roof, we don't have to be concerned that it's going to be minimized and they're still going to come to carry. Now, if there's a concern that the animal is going to eat until it doesn't remain the height of the mechitza, 10 tefachim in a length of 10 namas, Chaznish writes that you're not allowed to give it to eat, and also not even to stand in front of it that it should eat. And for sure, according to those who hold that the iser by a pile between two chatzeres because of muktza, that you're not allowed to give it with your hand from what's at part of and needed for the mechitza. This is number 106. The Shaar Tzion had said that because if the wall of straw is more than 3 tefachim away from the roof, even though 10 tefachim high, we would not permit with such an inferior mechitza. From his wording that he writes that a mechitza gedur kazu has to reach up until the roof, the Chaznish infers that if the mechitza is kavua, it's permanent, it doesn't have to reach till the roof. And also, that's a paskins over there regarding many groups that spend Shabbos in one house, that if they made permanent mechitzas so that separates the residents, even if they don't reach the roof, and they would have to make an Eirvon with the other, as the opinion placed in Eirvon Nefayin Tesim and Aleph. But he asked, if the Mishmur contradicts his words in Shin Ayin Sif Karn Chavzen, that he writes, the Mechitzah Kavuah is of Nisarim and Vanim and boards and of stone, they don't reach the roof, they don't separate the house. Look at what they end the Ha'ara, that many Rishayim you see like his words.